people ask what Omaha means. It's a run play, but it could be a pass play.
Omaha!
Yes.
Omaha!
I'll tell you someone who's going to be dead meat real quick if they don't show up with some damn hot dogs real quick. That's that Chris Shad kid from Cold Omaha. You know him, Ben?
Well, the only reason I know him is because I think we asked him to bring hot dogs one time and he said he would, and we haven't seen a hot dog. It's not like we're mad at him because for no reason. He's the one that said he would bring hot dogs, and now he thinks it's a joke, and it's honest to God not a joke. I'm starving to death.
I am too. I could eat a horse and chase the rider. So, Chad.
Never heard that before.
You like that one? Big Zach in there.
Have you heard that one, Zach?
You like that one? Huh? Thumbs
Zach,
up?
Zach, okay. our assistant one producer
our,
here. Yeah.
One of our interns here, an assistant.
No, he's an assistant producer.
Well, okay. There you have it, then.
You're an intern. There's a difference.
Let me show you. You remember the interns of WWE, how big that intern was? I'm going to come over there and help you out with your bedpan. Put that damn bedpan right over your damn head. Hey, listen, everyone. Chris Shad, really hate to be dogging you like this.
No, you don't.
But the hot dogs next week. And by the way, it's easier to have the hot dogs show up if you do.
I would just say that you're hot dogging me. You're not just dogging me. You're hot dogging me.
There's no fun. It's not fun and games. It's not joking around.
Yeah, buddy.
Tom Schreier, who I think is your boss at 105theticket.com in Cold Omaha, he brought in gourmet burgers that he literally made from scratch. All we're asking for you is to go to the grocery store, go to Cub or Rainbow, or I don't think Rainbow's around anymore, Byerly's, I don't care where it is.
Yeah.
Go to a grocery store. You don't have to make these hot dogs. You drop them in a boiling bowl of boiling water, and then you give them to us. It's that simple, and you screw the pooch every single week, It's driving me absolutely insane.
Yeah.
I tend to rub people the wrong way.
You do. Wait till I rub you the wrong way. You're going to love that.
I'm disturbed. We'll
come and visit you at the hospital after I rub you the wrong way. anyway, listen. So we got a little issue tonight. It's the lottery. You've written a good article, a really great article, again, as always, regarding the NBA draft lottery. And how it could benefit us. I've been told that there are four or five, even six players that could be considered legitimate lottery picks. Mm. So it looks like we're in the money.
No.
Yeah.
As far as the Minnesota Timberwells are concerned.
Jerry said it.
Jerry's also saying that the Timberwolves think, and he thinks that Jahlil Okafor is a better player than our guy Kat.
I think a lot of people would say that, especially after they found out about Carlito.
Well, Carlito's a completely different thing, which is what we found out was Kat's imaginary friend. But I think that's a joke. Geez. I think it's a joke, and I don't think it's real. I think it's what the coach or the teammate said, because Kat talks to himself a lot. He's a young guy, and he talks to himself saying, you know, pumping himself up. Oh, God, why did I miss that shot or something like that? It happens. Yeah. It's not like he really has an imaginary friend. I just don't. I'm not buying it. But for Jerry Zagoda, I was so disappointed in him today because I love Jerry Zagoda, and I take whatever he says.
You're disappointed in Jerry?
Well, for saying that Jahlil Okafor is probably going to be a better guy.
A lot of people are saying that about Okafor.
Not a lot of people. Kat, I mean, he even said, Jerry Zagoda in Star Tribune, saying that the consensus number one overall pick is Kat from Kentucky. And so when it comes to the Minnesota Timberwolves, and when there's a consensus player that it tends to be, whether it be a DeMarcus Cousins or it could be a Penny Hardaway or whatever, Shaquille O'Neal, somehow the Timberwolves get screwed out of the whole ordeal. And that's basically what your article is about, Chris Shad at 105theticket.com.
Yeah, you guys are talking about Kat or Okafor when the reality is, based on prior history, the Timberwolves won't have a shot at either of them because they.
Well, come on
somehow,
now. We don't need to talk like that.
That a boy.
We have an hour and a half to go, Chris. We have an hour and a half to go to the NBA draft lottery, and already people are getting extremely negative. And I'm trying to keep the hopes alive until 7:30. At least, because if we have positive thoughts, who knows what the universe will give back to us, right? The Secret, anybody watch Oprah? I think it's about the Secret's all a bunch of crap, and obviously it's going to happen the way it happens. But, I mean, we got to use everything we possibly can to our advantage in hopes of getting the number one or number two overall draft pick.
So what we've done, Chris, is we've done a big banner, and we've draped it over one of the overpasses down near Target.
Well, it was on the 9435W Commons over Park, the bridge, but now it's down at Target Center.
So that's what we've done, and we're hoping for the best. And then you have to come out and say that we're going to probably be drafting number three and end up with guard from Ohio State.
We all know that the Timberwolves are likely going to draft four and have to take some Kristaps Porzingis guy from Latvia or something like that. But until that actually happens, let's just try to be happy about it, okay?
If the expectations are low, then we'll be gratefully surprised if the Timberwolves actually get the number one pick. But we all know the most logical scenario is the Timberwolves winning the draft and Adam throwing that little thought in his head and just like, remember when they signed Joe Smith, those cheesy guys, them. I'm going to punish them. Let's draw again. I mean, think about Joe Smith. It's something I didn't even mention in my article. The NBA took away 7 years of first-round picks. I think it only wound up being 6, but 7 years? The Patriots just got one for deflating footballs. I mean, 7 freaking years of first-round picks.
It was 5-3.
Kevin Garnett was playing with Ricky Davis.
Yeah, it was 5-3, but I like what you said. It's time for the NBA draft lottery to benefit the Wolves. The Timberwolves have one marketable superstar that could use another sidekick. And I think if you look at it, I mean, they have Zach LaVine can grow into something. He was on the second team, all-rookie team this year. Ricky Rubio, obviously, very marketable. Just all he has to do is smile and say hi, and the ladies swoon. Really. You think about it, though, and the superstar Mike Morris and I have been talking all day about the fact that I think it's rigged and that it's the WWE all over again, although Jerry Zagoda from the Star Tribune was telling us that that's not the case. But if you talk about what you wrote in your article, throughout of all this, the NBA has repeatedly stated that the NBA is the lottery is not rigged. Even though the Cleveland Cavaliers wound up with top pick three times in the past 4 years after LeBron James took his talents to South Beach. When LeBron James, who's from Ohio, came on the draft, somehow the Cleveland Cavaliers get the number one overall draft pick. When Chicago native Derrick Rose fell into the Bulls' lap despite the team having the ninth best chance to capture the top pick. There are just far too many ways that it just looks like, and I'm going to be the Ted Wells report here, it's more probable than not, in my opinion, that the NBA draft is rigged. Obviously, the Ted Wells report isn't concrete and stone, and that's why the whole Deflategate is having a problem. But it's more probable than not to me that the NBA draft lottery is rigged.
Even the inaugural NBA draft lottery with the Knicks getting Patrick Ewing, who just happened to be David Stern's favorite team growing up. And I think there's something called the frozen envelope theory. I didn't actually get time to check the article, but you know, it's one of those things where it's just like, you wish the NBA would just be like, all right, you think it's rigged? And then just televise it. Televise the actual process. Why does it have to be in a secret room with Men in Black guy watching it, the whole thing unfold? I mean, they should just do the whole thing on TV, go, okay, the Wolves just won the number one pick. Like, it's ridiculous how they have to hide this in secrecy, especially when everybody believes that it's rigged.
Yeah.
Well, Jerry Zagoda has given us a little more to go on in regards to why they don't show it, why it's not shown live, is that apparently, this is what Jerry told, and I was not aware of this, I really wasn't until he told me today, they have multiple picks per team for each team that drawing 1 through 4 apparently, and that is the equation that they use for who will absolutely select first, second, third, and fourth.
Well, basically what Jerry Zagoda said is all these lottery teams. So there are 250 different combinations.
Right. And the T-Wolves may have 210 of those.
No. The T-Wolves have 250 combinations. I want to say it's like out of 1,000 combinations. The Timberwolves have 250 of them.
That's a 25% chance.
Yeah.
That would be...
You carry the one. No, you're great at math.
Uh-huh.
But that's how it works.
Isn't it actually 21.9 or something crazy like that now, though?
That's the second... that's the second draft pick. So it goes 25% for the Wolves, 20 for the first pick, 21.9, 17.7, then 35.7 for the fourth overall pick. So they have a better chance of getting the fourth overall pick, and so you know that's going to happen. Which the superstar and I are going to do the NBA draft lottery generator here in just a second anyway, once we finally get done talking to you.
Oh, I see. Maybe if I brought the hot dogs, I'd be on a little
there,
bit.
Wait.
I see how it is.
Maybe you're onto something. I mean, you're either right, and you're rarely wrong. And you're either on something or onto something. But I think that I think that you could probably come in here and some hot dogs would carry a lot of weight into the actual time spent on the air with us. No, I just think that it's time to lay it all on the line, do this thing tonight. We'll have you come back on and talk about. I'll never understand how the fourth selection has the better chance. I don't understand that. You would just think that there would be more points or whatever part of this system there is would lean to the number one position. How is it that fourth has a better chance?
It just seems so shady. You know what I mean? I completely agree with you because, the worst team in the league their most likely scenario is going to wind up fourth. The NFL, it's like, okay, number one team, number one pick. It's as simple as that. Yeah. And then when teams, the NBA's biggest problem, and I mean, it's not the case this year because all four are really small market teams when you think about it, but I mean, growth for small market teams has been down for most recent years. I mean, this year there's kind of renaissance or Golden State. Cleveland obviously got LeBron James. That kind of boosted ticket sales a little bit. But, small market teams just don't have that chance. When teams like the Cavaliers get three number one picks in 4 years, coincidentally after LeBron James leaves, there's some head scratching. I mean, if the Lakers and Knicks win, Twitter might crash tonight.
It's gonna be Lakers and Knicks number one, number two, and then God knows who else. I mean, Detroit. What's another big market team? Philadelphia will be number three, wherever they can make the most money.
Miami lost LeBron. I mean, out of that whole thing. So I mean, maybe
the 10th best shot at getting the number one overall
pick. Boston needs to be rebuilt. The mighty Celtics.
Boston's not in there. They don't have a chance.
They will. They'll get the first one overall.
They don't have a chance to get the first one overall.
We have the Timberwolves lottery update. Don't listen to anything that these people are saying. Listen to me. Chris Shad, number one, thank you so much for your time. Nathan Hot Dogs next week.
We'll go for it.
Okay. And we have we do have the generator fired up for the last time until the actual lottery picks are done here at 7:30, so a couple more hours. Timberwolves lottery update next.
Back to Radioactive Sports. The superstar Mike Morris and Ben Holson on Sports Radio 105 The Ticket.
Now you kids are probably saying to yourselves, hey, I'm going to go out and I'm going to get the world by the tail and wrap it around and pull it down and put it in my pocket. Well, I'm here to tell you that you're probably going to find out as you go out there that you're not going to amount to just squat.
I think the late Chris Farley had a great point, is that after this lottery, this evening, coming right up at 7:30, after we find out that we'll be drawing fourth, or selecting fourth, we are not going to amount to jack squat.
I'm going to be so livid if that happens. Literally. Just furious.
Well,
I feel bad for the things in my house. I really do.
The things you used to have in your house.
Well, the things I have in my house currently, but after
they'll
tonight, if it happens, will not probably be in the
stuff.
House.
Yeah, well, get a nice broom, a dustpan.
No, I'm just going to leave it on the floor.
Just leave it there. Well, that's fine, too. I mean,
screw it.
We've got the generator fired up for the mock draft. We've been doing this every night for the best part of 2 weeks, leading up to tonight. Tonight, of course, the lottery. This will be the last time that we'll look into the Wolves' chances, the actual chances of selecting first. And when is it? Like two or three more months?
No, June 25th.
So we're going to do this thing. We've been doing 10 spins, and we've been trying to give you the basic reality of what's really going to happen, which is it's always about three or four.
Yeah.
Forget the one and two stuff.
So just back to the stats that we talk about every night. This year, the worst record in the NBA, Timberwolves, 25% chance to land the number one overall pick in the lottery. They have a 21% chance of drafting number two, a 17% chance of drafting number three, and a 35.7% chance of drafting number four.
Can someone who knows numbers tell me how four has more chances to win the number one? Can someone please help me with that?
The Wolves have never won the lottery in their last in their 25 years as a franchise of existing as a team, and they've never once improved their allotted draft position. Doesn't matter. You can't get any higher than number one. But they've dropped 10 times, dropped two spots three times, and three spots once. So.
Well, if you have the worst record in basketball, you have a pretty good chance to drop. Let's put it that way. Again.
Ready for this?
I
want to switch off? You want to do the first one, or you want me to
do the first one? Hold on. Okay. I'll do it right now. So the first roll, if you will, looks like Cat is heading over to the Sacramento Kings.
That son of a bitch. The Sacramento Kings only have a 6.3% chance of getting the number one overall pick.
Okay. Well, they just got it just now. We're number two, though.
Oh, okay.
That's the good side of things.
Fine,
so
fine,
we got,
I'm fine with that.
We got Okafor.
Okay. Fine.
Okay. Bang. Go ahead.
Okay. My turn. Here we go. Number one, New York Knicks taking Cat. Number one. Number two, Sacramento Kings taking D'Angelo Russell. Number three, Minnesota Timberwolves taking Jahlil Okafor. So if that works out, I don't know why some of these teams that draft before us, if they get the number one pick, it seems like the number one pick, consensus number one pick, is Cat from Kentucky. If some of these other teams that, like, say, the Sacramento Kings, they already have DeMarcus Cousins. They don't need another clod-hoppy, big-type forward that doesn't have great feet, can't play defense. They already have one. So they would take D'Angelo Russell, and the Timberwolves would draft number three. So
he essentially would fall.
So right now we have two and three.
And I'm we're spinning the whatever. The generator is working right now. Look out, because we have the same scenario. We have the Orlando Magic getting Cat. We have the Sixers getting D'Angelo Russell, as the same scenario that you just mentioned. We have number three. They have us selecting Okafor, so we're just happy campers.
And that's fine.
You got the big guy.
If the Minnesota Timberwolves don't get number one, we are hoping upon all hope that the 76ers get number two, because
that
they already have Nerlens Noel and they have Joel Embiid. Two big guys already that they've drafted number one, number two overall. I think both number one overall. So we hope to God they don't need a big guy and they draft number two. Okay, here we go. You ready for this one?
Number five.
What? Oh, this
You're
is number four.
Number five.
This is number four.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
Because you went first. I went second. You went third. I'm going fourth. Timberwolves, number one.
Damn it. I'm glad you went. I really am. I'm glad you went just now.
Your turn.
Rolling the dice. We're rolling the dice here. Coming up right now, we will take Cat, number one.
Yes!
That's another number one.
That's a 40% chance right there that we're going on right now. The Timberwolves only have a 25% chance.
Well,
here we go.
Just went back-to-back, number ones.
Number six. Roll number six. Boom. Orlando Magic, number one, taking Cat. Minnesota Timberwolves, number two. Number two. This is going pretty well for us tonight. Hopefully
I like it.
Hopefully the luck happens like this for real in New York City.
So we got number seven going right now, right?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Round and round and round they go. We are going to take Cat. We're number one.
Damn.
We are taking Cat at number one. I just said that. Yep.
Already
that's,
at 30%.
That's three number ones.
Which is better than that's even possible. Here's number eight. Roll of the lottery. Number eight. Boom. Minnesota Timberwolves, number one. I feel like the mojo is going really well for the Timberwolves today. And I think, honest to God, it's that sign we made and we have all the way downtown. Was downtown over 35W in the 94 Commons, now down by Target Center. I think the way we've been talking and what we've been doing, wishing KG a happy birthday and good luck, it is helping.
It's really helping.
Number nine spin. Go for
number
it.
Number nine, here we go. Rolling up, we are number one.
Yes!
Cat. I'm not kidding. And then D'Angelo Russell goes number two to the Sixers. Okafor ends up with the Lakers.
They would be happy with that.
Yeah,
here we go.
They probably would take it. This is number 10,
number 10. And this is what worries me, because I really think this is really what's going to happen. New York Knicks, number one. They take Cat. Number two, Orlando Magic, Jahlil Okafor. Number three, Phoenix Suns, D'Angelo Russell, though I think that the Lakers will be up in there somewhere. And the Minnesota Timberwolves, number four, with Kristaps Porzingis, which is what I think is the worst-case scenario possible.
Well, I'll tell you what, that is the best day we've ever had.
Overall, 50% we went today.
And, oh, by the way,
I hope we didn't use up all our good luck in this draft generator, this draft lottery generator, because I hope there's still some left for the real deal tonight at 7:30, which you can hear right here on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
I just rolled again.
What did that go? What was that?
Cat number one of the Timberwolves.
Yes!
For real.
Yes!
He really did. Damn it, I'm going to roll again. I love it.
Then I want to roll again.
Okay. May as well even it up.
And number two, Jahlil Okafor.
Wow. I guess I better do it again.
I want to do it again, too.
I don't know. I just keep going because I love it.
Jahlil Okafor, number two.
If you want to see this, we're number one again. Yes, we are number one again.
Ghosts.
Indeed.
Rebecca.
What's going on?
We're
you guys
trying to
touch peepees or something?
We're not doing anything like that right now.
Right now, we're not.
We're waiting. Are you going to do it again or not?
I'm going to do it again.
This is 14 right here.
I'm going to do it again.
All right.
Number two, Jahlil Okafor.
Okay. All right, then we better take a break after I roll.
Okay. No, then I want to do it again, because then you get to do it more than I do.
All right, well, we're going to stop. We're going to stop now.
Let's not count that one, then. Yeah. It doesn't sound like it went very well.
We're just going to stop there. Well, we were on a roll there. We were on a roll. Hey, listen, we're on a roll still. We come back, and we're going to do a little Mike's break. Caller number 15, 651-989-9105.
Every time we do a Mike's break, you give something away. It's because you want people to like you better than me. Is that why?
Right.
How do you get all these things to give away?
Because we got stuff. We got to give a lot of stuff away. We do it during my break, and then we
These are the best ones we've given away.
What do you think we do around here? Touch peepees?
Not right now. This, honest to God, is the best prize we've given away all day.
I agree. Call us. Number 15, 651-989-9105 wins passes to the 23rd annual City Pages Beer Festival, Saturday, May 30th, outside at 10th and Hennepin in downtown Minneapolis. Caller number 15 at 651-989-9105. Please give us a call. You'll be drinking sissy pants.
I'm not gay no more.
Wow. I know this is your break, but I want to take over just a little bit. I'm now hooked on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. They had a two-part special with Bruce Jenner, who is transitioning into a woman.
Yeah.
Sunday and Monday.
Why would you do that to my break?
Sorry about that. I just wanted to bring it up because I feel like I might need some help. Because
We can put a fundraiser together. All the stuff we've done today with the big banner and everything seems to be working. Why don't we just try and raise you a little money? Because it's going to be extensive.
Not that kind of help.
Sure? Okay.
Help with maybe not watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
That should be addressed right away.
That's the problem. But Bruce Jenner last night had Kim Kardashian over to his house in Malibu, and she was going through his clothing, and he took his hair down, and they were talking about Diane Sawyer in the interview, because this is pre-Diane Sawyer interview.
Yeah, yeah.
And the girls had brought him over some shoes. He wears a 13 wide. He's going to be a big lady.
Well, for God's sakes, pretty good athlete. You have to have some pretty good feet, some pretty good wheels to be able to do the long jump, to do the high jump.
So the whole thing that really confuses me, though, is that he says he's heterosexual. He loves women. But then they ask him, okay, when you were a woman, he said, I don't know. I'll see what happens.
Yeah, he kind of left that one on hold. But he
said the same thing to the whatever you want to call them, the Kardashian sister thingamajingers last night. Well,
he said to Diane Sawyer, he's going to leave it at asexual for the time being.
So
what he said.
At some point, because he's saying in the show, at some point Bruce Jenner said sometime this spring he's going to be the real deal.
And I don't know what that meant.
I don't either.
Because he also left that out there.
Yeah.
Is that he doesn't know if he's going to go through with the whole thing.
But he's already doing surgeries to shave his Adam's apple and do something with the brow and the chin and the other thing.
The beard is gone pretty much. The estrogen shots, that is,
but
for
he,
the...
He's been wearing women's clothing, and supposedly, according to the show Keeping Up with the Kardashians, that I can't believe I'm watching by myself. I've watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians in the past with the ex-girlfriend because she loved it, and so we lived together in the same house, and so I'd watch it, and it was okay. It's not that bad of a show.
Kardashians are just worthless. I just think they're worthless.
Yeah, well, they're interestingly worthless, but...
I guess. I don't know.
I am so fascinated by the Bruce Jenner ordeal.
He was right when he told Diane Sawyer, I've had the story the whole time.
Yeah. But what I was saying is all of the kids knew that he was wearing women's clothing
because
they said,
couple times.
he would come down. I don't know what their names are.
It's Chloe, right?
Chloe, Kylie, Kendall, something or other. I can't keep them straight. Okay. I know Kim because she's got the bad ass. You know what I'm saying?
The bad ass.
But one of the kids said they went down to get grab a drink of water at 4 a.m. and in the kitchen, and they heard somebody up, and so they looked around the corner, and there was a woman walking down the stairs, but it wasn't a woman; it was their dad. And for years and years and years and years, while this TV show's been going on, and even before the TV show, the whole family knew that he was wearing women's clothing.
Did he have his hair in curlers?
But they didn't tell anybody.
Was he wearing a house coat?
I don't know.
Or a robe?
I don't know.
Let's hope so. I think I remember him saying to Diane Sawyer that Kim actually did. No, wait. Yeah, it was Kim that actually caught him putting on some of her clothes once.
Well, that last night, Kim was going through his closet, and she goes, wait a second here. This is my stuff. He was going through his daughter's and his wife's closet and taking their clothes.
Some things are going to come up missing. Trust me. Bruce is not going to, you know, he's not going to back down when it comes to a nice dress.
No.
He'll fight for it.
No.
Someone sold the damn catfish trap.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to Sam Ekstrom from Cold Omaha. He's been doing a heck of a job for us with 105 The Ticket, wishing the Timberwolves good luck out in the streets of Minneapolis. And a happy birthday to Kevin Garnett. And because of you, honest to God, Sam, I think that we're onto something here. The superstar Mike Morris and I just did the NBA draft lottery generator and wound up with how many times?
5 number ones and 2 number twos out of 10.
It's coming together.
It really is.
That's what I like to hear, gentlemen.
And it's all because of your hard work down there, and we really appreciate it. So where are you guys now with the 105 The Ticket huge banner wishing the Timberwolves good luck and a happy birthday to KG?
Well, we have taken the sign mobile. We have left our corner at 7th and Hennepin, and we have taken it on a trip. We walked by Target Center, and we took it, you know, toward the hallowed grounds of the arena where hopefully our number one pick will be playing in October, November, and for many years beyond.
Mm-hmm.
Where right now we are on the corner of 4th and 1st, giving shout-outs to people walking by. And, guys, there's a shocking number of people who are actually decked out in Wolves shirts and hats and jerseys. I think there's a lot of people kind of on this good vibe.
It's a big day.
Wagon.
It is a big day. I'm hoping, dear God, you rubbed that sign against Target Center for a little extra good luck. Sometimes you gotta rub things together.
You do.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we definitely did that.
Okay,
we pressed it against it and we mashed it into that brick on the side of Target Center. I mean that place is magic. It is rubbed off now onto the sign.
Awesome.
And I think it's gonna translate to the ping pong ball machine tonight.
There's only one other thing you can do to improve our chances. Take the banner and wrap it around the statue of Sid Hartman.
No, don't touch Sid Hartman. I feel like he's bad luck.
But if you made it look like a dress like Bruce Jenner on Sid.
That'd be funny.
That would be funny.
What if we take it down toward Target Field and wrap it around Kirby Puckett?
Yeah, that's better.
You can't do that to Kirby.
Why not?
Number one, not at the baseball play.
Kirby's a champion. He's won 2 world champions.
We're talking basketball. We got to do. Sid Hartman was the GM of the Minneapolis Lakers.
Yeah, and the Minneapolis Lakers ended up being the Los Angeles Lakers, and so that's terrible luck.
Magic Johnson,
no.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Jerry West.
They screwed us, just like Norm Green.
If you put a dress
or Norm,
with our
what's
banners,
his
you make it.
Is his name Norm Green?
Green.
Yeah, he's a jackass.
I'm telling you, if you put that around Hartman, We take home the number one tonight. That's the way it goes. Take a picture, though, and make sure there are no police officers around. Because that could be a problem. That could be a really big problem.
Oh, there's the police right there. They heard you. They were listening.
They must have been.
They're coming to prevent you from doing that. Sam Ekstrom, thank you so much. Because of you, you can go to @105theticket, our Twitter page, our Twitter handle, and see all the pictures of this great billboard that you've been walking around downtown Minneapolis with. Good luck for the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight. The NBA Draft Lottery, 7:30 right here on Sports Radio 105. The Ticket, go Wolves. And happy birthday, KG.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Sam. Oh, well, you know, I like our chances. If they get that thing wrapped around the Hartman statue, I think we win this thing. We're going to do a little Deflategate. That's what we're going to do. We have a little update on Deflategate. A lot of things came out today. Robert Kraft speaking very openly, very honestly about his feelings toward Goodell, this whole decision-making process, and, of course, his decision to back away from his appeal of Deflategate. Come on back, everybody.
Back to Superstar Mike Morris and Ben Holson on 105 The Ticket.
Tell them, Jimmy. You tell them. And as long as you're throwing that vibe out there, the big thing going on tonight, of course, is the NBA lottery draft blah 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 fix-it contest. We're still trying to get our banner wrapped around the waist of Sid Hartman to give him a skirt. I don't mean Sid himself. I mean the statue of Sid down by Target Center, and I hope they don't get caught and run into jail for some sort of, I don't know what you could call it, but I just don't want him to get in trouble. But
why would they get in trouble?
Well, if it, as long as it's not me, I'm fine.
They wouldn't get in trouble.
You, on the other hand, have been spinning away on the generator still, and you just came up, I don't know which one this was, but you came up with Cat again. Number one, going to the Timberwolves. I like what's going on right now. I really do. We're going to get him. We're going to get him. And we're going to get Carlito right with him. We're going to get Carlito.
You got to tell everybody who wasn't listening earlier who Carlito is.
All you people out there that don't understand what I...
Foxy lady.
What I just said. Cat, the big man from Kentucky, apparently has a friend, an imaginary friend that he speaks to from time to time on his shoulder. His left or right shoulder,
right
he has
shoulder,
this little guy that he talks to. He often has conversations with himself, internal conversations that he says. He's not really sure where it comes from, but he does have a lot of conversations with himself. And he really believes he's talking to another person. The name of that person, Carlito, we don't know why, but if we should get the number one selection tonight and we pick Cat from Kentucky, we're going to get two people. Deflategate.
Deflategate. What if this was all pre-planned by Robert Kraft and Roger Goodell? Just to drum up some publicity for the NFL in the offseason, some good publicity. Because there's nothing really bad to talk about. The last week and a half, we've been talking about how screwed up Roger Goodell is, how angry Robert Kraft is, how we agree with the fact that we think that the Patriots should have been penalized, but the Ted Wells investigation was a joke. Nothing good. And so today, there's nothing bad to talk about. Maybe this was their master plan all along, and this is why Brady doesn't really appear to be that worried about losing and missing any games. I mean, he's in the Bahamas right now golfing with Michael Jordan. Things to make you go, I mean, Adam Schefter tweeted today, quote, Roger Goodell and Patriots owner Robert Kraft already met, spoke, and hugged, per an industry source who witnessed it. Robert Kraft obviously announcing today he's not going to fight the NFL punishment for Deflategate, but Brady will continue to fight his suspension. The thing about it is no one cared about the Patriots' punishment, really, only Brady's punishment, really, when you think about it. I know it's the biggest fine for an organization, the $1 million deal. They lost some draft picks, but everybody is really concerned with Tom Brady losing four games and an asterisk maybe next to his name for in history. So this really doesn't accomplish anything or lead to really any conclusion because Tom Brady's still going to go on his deal. But there's no more headbutting between Robert Kraft and Roger Goodell.
Well, I think we all kind of thought that might happen, especially with the influence of some of the other owners saying, you know what, this isn't that bad when you look at the big picture. The big picture of that being Goodell landing a lot of money, as he always does seem to, with TV contracts, so on and so forth, is that he's got to do his job, too. You were caught. I mean, there were a ton of things that didn't look right. Probably better off just to eat $1 million. And trust me, these guys can eat $1 million, no trouble. Take the two player docking, if you will, of two draft choices. And just live to fight another day.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what Rooney's saying. I'm sure some of the other owners have been on the phone with Robert Kraft saying, just relax. He's doing a pretty good job. What was he supposed to do, even though he botched it? It's way too much money, considering what it was. And it was Brady who was setting all that up. It wasn't Robert Kraft. How does that go just on the Patriots at $1 million bucks? Anyway, the integrity of the game is at stake. That's what they played into. That's why it's so heavy.
And I get the fact that they want to throw the book at Tom Brady because of his obstruction and conspiracy and this and that and behind the scenes and not... I mean, he answered questions, but he wouldn't give up his phone records or talk really necessarily about other things. He didn't remember a lot of things.
So,
whether he did it or not, whether there is hard evidence of doing it or not, I think the NFL should be able to punish people for not taking part in playing by the rules. Don't you?
I do. If you're not going to do it, by the book. And if you get caught, I mean, I'm also of the belief kind of in the National Football League is that cheating was encouraged.
Yeah.
And you need to get by with whatever you can get by with, because I think that's still a pretty common practice in the National Football League, too. I just do. I think they all are up to something. And look, they got caught. Just don't get caught.
Yeah.
And if you do, I think you're better off just, okay, you got me. Just don't fight it and don't deny it and then try and lie your way out of it. I think it just got worse. I really do. But it's going to cost them $1 million bucks, the Patriots. And I still think that's pretty hefty. I was watching NFL Network last week. Sean O'Hare, the former center for the New York Giants, said that he looked up in the CBA, the collective bargaining agreement with the NFLPA, and said that he found that tampering with the footballs was a $25,000 fine.
Mm.
Right there in the CBA, apparently. I mean, he wasn't making a number up. He said he found it. Tampering with the footballs, $25K. Now, $1 million bucks seems to be a little bit overdone.
But that was for the player.
Okay, that's about $2 million bucks. I think Brady's checks will add up to about $2 million. That's what they've said. I don't know. Regardless, that's Deflategate. Kraft is backing off. He wants things to blow over. He wants it to smooth out. Goodell, he even went on to say that Goodell's doing a pretty good job. He respects the job that he's doing. He actually said it. I can't believe he said it, but he did. So we're going to come back, and we're going to do, this show is coming to a close, and we've got the NBA draft lottery just around the corner. But yeah, we're going to come back with Sillier Side of Sports and a true superstar.
Radioactive Sports in the Afternoon on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
Soup.
Yes.
I saw this on the interwebs, and I thought of you immediately.
Did you pick up on the interweb? Did you get the interweb here?
Yeah, not here. No, I can't get the interwebs here. That's too much. That's asking too much. But came across this thing. An Australian comedy team called the Shonky Brothers posted a video on the YouTube where they turn their farts into music. One of the brothers, a guy named Laz, farted. And then when he slowed down the recording, he realized that it's the, and I'm not musically inclined, your wife would know what this is. He realized it's the major seventh chord progression in the key of B flat. Would you like to hear the song?
Hold on. I'll cue it up.
I don't think that's B flat. Something's flat, but it's not B flat.
I think F flat would be more like it, as in fart.
Here's the
best I could.
Okay, here's the Shonky Brothers. Okay, ready for this?
Yep. That's a masterpiece. Beautiful. Artistic impression.
Isn't that one of the prettier things you've ever heard?
Yeah, it was pretty good. I mean, I just tried. Mine didn't come out quite as masterful or masterfully, but I'll work on it. I'm always willing to go back, try and put my best foot forward, and I will do that for you people. I guarantee you that. Good stuff.
Thank you.
I love that. And by the way, you've seen Johnny Knoxville, right?
Yeah,
when
course.
He does the flower, the white flower in his you know, in his that area, and then he farts through it, and it blows smoke. Obviously, it blows white flour. That's cool. I like that.
Yeah. Sillier Side of Sports and Radioactive Sports. We've been talking about the NBA draft lottery and the Timberwolves today. Their luck. Times couldn't be any tougher for Knicks fans, really. The Knicks were god-awful this year as well. They won 17 games a season. Fans are hopeful that they win the number one lottery pick themselves and begin to rebuild a team. Fans aren't leaving anything to chance, however. They resorted to using every available method, including a candlelight vigil. We went up that. We did a 105 The Ticket billboard that we've been taking all over downtown, wishing KG a happy birthday and good luck to the Timberwolves. But here, they have ping pong balls and what looks like those candles they have at Catholic churches. And then I believe that's Will Chamberlain. Look what they did. We did better than that, don't you think?
I know we did because we just wrapped the banner around the life-size statue of Sid Hartman down by Target Center. And we took a picture of it. You can find it at 105 The Ticket, right on the show page.
Twitter page, yeah.
On the Twitter page? Okay.
Twitter page.
Well.
Idiots.
I'm very happy about that. I think it's going to win us. That one or two slot. Right. And one or two is good. I think it's about the same thing.
Yeah. Sillier Side of Sports. I find it amazing how much good food you can find at minor league baseball stadiums. And I can't wait to show you all the good stuff at CHS Field, the St. Paul Saints, on Thursday when we're going to be down there for opening day.
Oh, yeah.
But some of your best game day food can be found at non-major league baseball ballparks. And the Twins have good stuff going on at Target Field. But that's not really, when you go to other places, other cities, other ballparks, they're not as, you know, as creative as the Target Field is in CHS Field. We have two great ones. But this AAA team called the Fresno Grizzlies are selling hot dog stuffed crust pizza, promptly named the Frankenslice.
That's perfect. That's perfect. Hot dogs in the crust of pizza, right?
Yeah. It's like a...
Oh, my God, that's good.
It's like, here's a picture. It's like pigs in a blanket with like a pepperoni pizza.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't that look good?
What the hell? Son of a bitch. I need one of those right now. Where is this being served up at
Fresno.
Again?
Fresno. Too bad you got to go to the armpit of California. Ooh, Fresno, California.
Oh, my God, that looks good. Seriously. Does that not look like the best ever?
Just Google it.
I love hot dogs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Love pepperoni, but the cheese on that thing looks perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Charlie Weiss, you know that guy?
I know Charlie Weiss.
Yeah, he used to work for the New England Patriots.
And Notre Dame and the Chiefs. And
then Kansas as well.
That's right.
Head football coach
of
Kansas.
That's right. He went back to Kansas.
He's basically retired at 58 years old, but he's still being paid handsomely for it. According to sources, Notre Dame paid Charlie Weiss over $2 million over the last fiscal year, making him the athletic department's second highest paid employee. He's actually still owed additional payments through December, which would bring the total buyout to around $19 million. That's not all.
Big Charlie.
That's just the Notre Dame buyout. He's also owed $5.5 million by Kansas through the end of 2016. So the guy's
Kansas
making...
Kansas has got that kind of money to throw at a football coach? Really? Now, did the Chiefs owe him a little something?
I don't think the Chiefs do.
I think he got out of that one.
Yeah. Just Notre Dame and Kansas. My
Can
God.
Can you imagine Big Tubbs McGee Weiss?
Sports. There's just too much money.
There is too much.
It's gotten political.
Ridiculous.
But
it's gotten ridiculous.
Sports and big business and stuff like that.
Make that kind of money?
What about regular everyday citizens like you and I and the people that are listening? What about us?
I went out on strike in 1987 with the St. Louis Cardinals. I wore a picket sign around my neck. NFL players against NFL owners. The world changed that over that strike, pretty much. After Judge Doty got it all settled and squared away, free agency was reinstated. The money started driving straight up through the roof. TV contracts were divided up 32 ways, handed out equally to all the teams. So basically a salary cap. We had a salary cap. I mean, it's never been the same since. The money is flowing like a river. The coaches make it. The players make it now. It used to be you could name literally on one or two hands the millionaires in the National Football League. They were all players. Now you don't even know some slap ass that makes $2, $3, $4 million.
Everybody's making
$2, $3, $4 million. Everyone's making $2, $3, $4 million. Every slap nut.
And non-slap nuts, I guess if that's what you want to call them, the Tom Brady's, the Peyton Manning's are making $20-some million. Aaron Rodgers, Ryan Tannehill, just, what was it, a six-year, $96 million contract?
And that's market for a guy that's on the he's an upcoming quarterback, sure. And that's his market.
Yeah.
That's just market.
The Seattle Seahawks just tweeted the Miami Dolphins saying, thanks, you just cost us a lot of money.
$1 trillion because Russell Wilson, of course. That will be a pretty hefty little contract. There's a kid right there. What, 4 years in right now? 5 years in, right?
Yeah.
And he's, he should have had two Super Bowls.
4 years in.
Damn it. He should have had two Super Bowl wins already. Son of a...
So, 30 seconds left. Timberwolves draft lottery tonight. We'll be talking about that a lot tomorrow. Obviously, the Twins playing tonight on FSN. You can turn that on after the game is over, after the lottery, whatever you're into. We'll be all over the fact. And then we've got a busy week. We'll be at CHS Field, the new home of the St. Paul Saints in Lower Town on Thursday. Busy week we have here. Let's give high fives on the way out. Wish each other good luck for tonight's NBA draft lottery.
That's right.
And all that good stuff.
And on our way out, we'll also pay our respects to the true superstar that I have already selected. This one from a while ago. But I didn't read this one when it was 2006. But I will read it now. Marked out in every single one that I have read. But I have to go back and get people that I haven't. We're not going to leave anyone behind. Army Corporal Ryan J. Clark, 19 years of age, from Lancaster, California, assigned to the 40th Engineer Battalion. 1st Brigade Combat Team, bomb holder Germany, died June 29 at the Brook Army Medical Center in San Antonio of injuries sustained June 17th when an improvised explosive device detonated near his Humvee during combat operations in Ramadi, Iraq. 19. Army Corporal Ryan J. Clark. Keep in your hearts and prayers. Good night.
Lay me down in the Colgan, where for many men have gone. Lay me down in the Colgan.
Sports Talk, 105 The Ticket.